It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. Welcome. I got an email this week from a listener who wanted to know if I'd ever done an episode on the blood type diet. I recently ran across a quick mention of the blood type diet, he wrote, and I wanted to hear your take on the legitimacy of it. If you've previously talked about it, I would greatly appreciate it if you could point me to that episode. In fact, I have talked about the blood type diet way back in 2009, which was toward the end of my very first year doing the podcast. And after I sent this listener a link to that episode, I started to wonder whether any new research had been published since then. And sure enough, there was a study published in 2014 that shed some new light on this old idea. So I thought an update was in order. The blood type diet was proposed by naturopathic physician Peter Diadamo way back in the 1990s. His book, Eat Right for Your Blood Type, was a bestseller for years. And the basic idea is that your blood type may be the key to what type of diet is best for you, and that you won't feel as well or be as healthy if your diet is inappropriate for your blood type. The different blood types, O, A, B, and AB, are genetic variations that appeared at various points in human evolution. Type O blood is thought to be the oldest surviving blood type, corresponding with the hunter-gatherer period. Type A blood appeared roughly 20,000 years ago, coinciding with the dawn of primitive agriculture and the introduction of things like legumes and cereal grains to the human diet. The other blood types emerged even later, when humans were not only farming, but also keeping livestock and consuming dairy products, and they'd also begun to travel the globe, interbreed, and encounter a much wider variety of food species. Dr. Diadamo's central hypothesis is that you will be best nourished by the diet that was predominant when your blood type emerged. In other words, type O folks are going to thrive on lots of meat and very few grains and dairy products. People with type A blood will be healthier eating a more plant-based diet. Lucky types B and AB get to eat a wider variety of foods. And in his books, he's laid out detailed lists of foods that are good and bad for each blood type. It is a very interesting hypothesis. Your blood type is determined genetically, and things like your predisposition to various diseases and conditions are also in part genetic. And there is some evidence that certain conditions occur more frequently in those with certain blood types. For example, people with type A blood are more likely to suffer from a lack of stomach acid. But people eating a plant-based diet, as people with type A blood are advised to do, need less stomach acid than people whose diet is higher in protein. Dr. Diadamo had dug through a century's worth of medical literature and culled out a handful of findings like that one that support various parts of his argument. But you'd never get a conviction based on evidence like this in a court of law. It's circumstantial at best.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When I reviewed this diet back in 2009, there was really only anecdotal evidence to support the blood type diet, but there was plenty of it. Lots of people tried this system and found it life-changing. I was not one of them. I have type O blood, so according to Diadamo, I should thrive on eating lots of meat and almost no grains or dairy products. Actually, I choose to eat meat in fairly limited quantities, mostly for environmental and ecological reasons, but also because I don't feel particularly well on a very high-protein diet. My diet is higher in grains and legumes than the diet recommended for type O's. And I also eat a fair amount of eggs, dairy, and foods from the cabbage family. These are all foods that type O's are supposed to avoid. And despite all of this, I feel fine and I don't have any elevated risk factors for disease. Now, of course, no single person's individual response, whether positive or negative, can prove or disprove the validity of this theory. So at the time, I put this diet in the might help, probably won't hurt category. The diet plans for each of the various blood types are all reasonably healthy. For example, none of them include Twinkies or French fries. Apparently, the blood type that thrives on the typical modern diet has yet to emerge. And to anybody who eliminates junk food, refined sugar, and processed foods and replaces them with whole fruits and vegetables and lean protein is probably going to be a lot healthier. And that's what everyone following Diadamo's dietary advice is going to end up doing, regardless of their blood type. But as the listener who first asked me to weigh in on the blood type diet back in 2009 pointed out in his email, it seems that a lot of the foods that I'm supposed to avoid are foods that you and other nutritionists say are great for me, he wrote. There are a lot of fruits and vegetables that don't fit my blood type. Although I was trying to keep an open mind, it did seem to me at the time that people following this advice were likely to end up giving up some healthy foods for no good reason. And there is now some new evidence to support this. In 2014, a group of researchers from the Department of Nutritional Sciences at the University of Toronto examined the dietary and health records for about 1,400 people who were participating in the Toronto Nutrigenomics and Health Study to see whether they could find evidence to either confirm or disprove Diadamo's hypothesis. First, they rated how well the participants' diets adhered to each of the four blood type diets based on their diet records. Then they cross-referenced their diets with their blood type, and they found that the people whose diets were correct according to their blood type weren't any healthier than those who were eating the quote-unquote wrong diet for their blood type. In other words, their findings did not support the blood type diet hypothesis. But they did find something else that was kind of interesting. Regardless of their actual blood type, the people whose diets were most aligned with the diet recommended for type A blood had, on average, lower BMI, smaller waist circumference, lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and insulin. Now, folks following the AB diet did almost as well. It had positive effects on all of those blood markers, but no effect on BMI or waist circumference. And again, this was completely independent of their actual blood type. The only benefit they observed in the people who were following the type O diet was somewhat lower triglycerides. And the people following the type B diet didn't seem to have any benefits at all. Sometimes intriguing studies like this one will trigger more research by other investigators, and the more research there is, the more confident we can feel about those conclusions. However, there don't appear to have been any further studies on the blood type diet published in the intervening 8 years. So if you do still have an old copy of the blood type diet lying around somewhere, perhaps your best bet is to just flip to the section that's intended for those with type A blood, regardless of what your own blood type is. Nutrition Diva is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. The rest of the team includes Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. And if you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 443-961-6206. I'd also like to invite you to check out my other podcast. It's called The Change Academy, where Brock Armstrong and I talk about exactly what it takes to change our behavior in a lasting way. You can find it on all of the major podcast platforms. So whatever app you're using right now to listen to me, just head to the search bar and type in Change Academy. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.